All right. We're here. This is the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
58 episodes.
Yes. 58 episodes of the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy. How are you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling fantastic today.
You're feeling fantastic. Like fantastic.
Always. I woke up this morning.
You woke up this morning. That's a blessing. You know, there's some people that don't wake up this morning.
That's what I hear.
Yes, that's why you gotta pray and thank God that you have that breath of life this morning.
Pray and thank God. His mercies are new every morning, they say.
Yes. You taking it out of Lamentation, brother.
Wait a minute.
Chapter 3.
Uh-oh.
I went to the chapter, brother.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. What are we talking about today, bro?
Talking about, is the New World Order happening before our very eyes, folks?
Wow.
So.
It's a good one.
So. Is the New World Order happening before our very eyes?
Absolutely. No doubt, no lie. It's not in its final stage, not yet, but it's well on its way. It's on its way, and the powers that be have never been this powerful in the global capitalistic system than today. They've never had as much control of the human race since maybe like the Tower of Babel, the Roman Empire, all that
Babel
stuff. Yeah, the elites haven't had this much power maybe in centuries.
Wow. That is such a massifying way to look at it, my brother.
Yes.
And you're not particularly wrong on that, my brother.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much going on globally.
Yes.
We can say nationally.
Yes.
Economically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think the pandemic has a big role to play in it?
The pandemic not only had a role to play in it, but the pandemic is actually proof that it's here. the COVID-19 pandemic and the statements from the World Health Organization and the reaction from quote unquote sovereign countries was proof that we're in the New World Order. It's not a theory, Rob.
So it's not a theory.
It's not a theory.
I love that you said it's not a theory. Yes, the COVID-19 pandemic has definitely had shaped this New World Order, especially with the heavy push of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes.
Everybody's closing down, like shutting down.
Yep. Yeah.
And countries to force people to quarantine.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we here in America, we didn't have a full like quarantine, like you had to stay in your house or they gonna kill you, whatever.
Right.
You know, we was allowed to go to the grocery store, get a little exercise, whatever. But that's so they can give you a little false freedom, whatever.
Right.
Because they know if we really had to quarantine and stay in our house, I think it would be way more chaos.
Yeah.
Well, they know it would be way more chaos.
Yeah. And there's resistance. There was resistance during COVID. Especially Americans, but there was resistance, and not all of the world is playing the same position as other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But it is clear that, like, they're well on their way, and there are people with just following the program and don't even realize this is the New World Order.
Right.
No lie, no doubt.
Right.
Just that simple. To do research for this, I was listening to Daniel Estulin is a researcher of the Bilderberg Group, which is one of them groups that meet up every year. There's a bunch of them. And they plan out what they're going to do within the following months, the following year. A lot of media corporations are part of the Bilderberg Group. And companies that you and I would be like, oh, they're in competition with each other. Why are they meeting up?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would Fox, MSNBC, and CNN all be in the same room? Why would BBC be in the same room as them? Why would this and that? And you start the Hill and all this stuff, and you start realizing, oh, they all are part of the same agenda. The agenda is to make sure this order, that the elites have as much control over everyday life and surveillance over everyday life of the humans on this planet as possible. That's what the New World Order actually is.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where we were more free in this country and actually in the world. We live in a state of capitalism and a capital. There's been capital before capitalism. And Daniel Estulin actually breaks that down. Capitalism is a social system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a system that really has to do with expansion. So we can only expand so far in our economic model. That's what they say. And the point is that all this quote-unquote competition, yo, these companies are all meeting up to talk about what's going to happen the next year. How much competition could there really be? I'm going to take it political. All these countries, quote-unquote, at war, why are they all meeting at the UN? Why are they all, not all of them, but a lot of them meeting at the UN, the European Union? They're meeting at NAFTA. They're meeting at the World Bank. The World Bank is the compilation of all these federal, quote-unquote, Federal Reserves or national banks. The Bank of, let's say, Nigeria, the Bank of Australia, the Federal Reserve in America, they all make up the World Bank. How the heck could there be a crisis if all the banks are a part of the same org? You really think about that, Rob?
No. I have not.
That's something to think about, though.
That is something right there. Now, you're hitting on something, brother.
Yeah.
You're hitting on something.
How could this country be beefing with this country when both of their banks are a part of the World Bank?
So are you initiating at there has been false wars?
Am I hinting at false wars? Heck yeah. Heck to the yes. Yes.
Oh man, said there's false war. Well, this definitely is. I mean, and even if we go to biblical perspective, it said you will hear wars and rumors of wars.
Yes. Yes.
In the last days. So y'all don't want me to get on here and start really preaching and teaching.
Yes. Listen, if you go back to how the Rothschilds initially got their money, they were investing in war bonds. They were investing oftentimes on like both sides of a war. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, they practically own more shares of the Bank of England than anybody. By investing in war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They tell me that's what was going on. Since everyone loved talking about World War II and they love talking about Nazis, I don't know why they keep talking about the Nazis in this World War II. That's propaganda in itself. But if y'all want to bring it up, they tell me Ford. Ford had vehicles on both sides of the war.
Yes, Ford does.
Bro, they told me there were New York Jews funding part of the war. No, how are the New York Jews funding the genocide of the Jews in Israel. Y'all already know this is about capital. This is about money. Y'all, and listen, I don't care how controversial it is. Some of this stuff, you know what I mean? People playing both sides of this thing. It's clear. It's clear. All the stuff going on in Syria. Remember the Syria stuff?
Oh, the Syrians, yep.
Oh, yeah, America is going to pay this rebel group to protect the people, and then this rebel group is beefing with these people, but Russia is paying this rebel group to beef with them. You're like, whoa, 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 but what wait, the heck is going America on? America
also bomb Syria?
We will. There has been some stuff dropped on Syria. Yeah. So we got our money at some of the rebel groups in Syria, but we also bombing Syria. That don't even make sense.
Yep.
Just money getting kicked around all over the place. They tell me, what was that? Was that Trump talking about Obama and Hillary? They're the founders of ISIS. Remember that?
Well, I do remember
that. Taliban. Someone left some weapons.
I think he might have said ISIS, because I think the Taliban was already died. By the time Trump was getting in office and whatnot.
Bro, but that's what we saying, man. All this money kicked around for war, and you telling me this country got so much beef with these people, and now we got rebel groups running around here with weapons that they got from, like, years before from, like, a country outside of the conflict. You are you hearing what I'm saying? Like, outside of the conflict. Not bordering, not on the land.
All right. So our boy Nigel is on. Has said that this shit definitely don't make sense. But remember, America is a business.
America is a business. War is a business. The whole thing is a business. In fact, I'm going to go to what whatchamacallit said, because I'm going to keep quoting him. Daniel Estulin. You got to go look at this man's work. Daniel Estulin said, it's not a new world order. It's a new world company. Limited. Mm. Oh, man, I got to get the exact wording. But, Daniel Estulin practically telling y'all it's the new world company, LLC, Incorporated.
Mm.
That's what it is, to make capital, to expand in a worldwide capitalist sense, okay?
Mm. So, now we go into capitalism, right?
Yes.
And what about socialism? Do you think?
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to bring that up.
We're about to bring it up.
I'm going
to
bring that up.
I'll bring it up. Okay.
Socialism is cool. I like it as an idea, but you got to also understand some of these companies aren't really socialist or communist.
Mm.
The entire world is in a worldwide capitalist system, period. Mm-hmm. I don't care about anything. North Korea supposedly is one of the last real communist countries. And what they do every year. Aren't they the people stealing crypto? Mm. You know, North Korea steals crypto from other countries.
Oh, for real?
So why are they stealing crypto if they're communists? Crypto is money.
That's an interesting...
That's capital, is it not?
That's an interesting...
Point, right? Yeah. What is China called? The Communist Party of China.
Mm-hmm.
The Communist Republics, the Republic of China. So they're on paper communists.
Mm-hmm.
Why the heck are they out here making all these goods for America? What, they're giving it to us? No, we're giving them money for this. You know what I mean?
We owe China a lot.
So how we owe a communist country? It's all capitalism. Period.
I'm going to have to sip on that one.
It's all capitalism. How do you owe money to a country trying to bring about communism. Communism essentially is the dictatorship of the proletariat, the dictatorship of the workers. The workers are at the top. How do you owe the workers? What, you owe them money? That sounds like a capitalist. You know what I mean? To owe someone money sounds like capitalism to me. So all this BS, all this stuff going on, oh, the Soviet Union versus capitalism, democracy versus democracy versus what they had over there in Russia. I guess it ain't democracy. I don't know what they're calling it.
In Russia, democracy versus the, didn't they call them, like, the communists?
Yeah.
You called them, like, the communists.
And really, it's an oligarchy, really. The small group at the top controlling the whole thing. At the end of the day, y'all, we could talk political theory. We could talk national theory and all this stuff. When we talk about the New World Order, and again, Daniel Esselin told y'all, it comes down to one concept. Supernational organizations, Rob. Not supernatural organizations. Supernational. They're above the nations. The World Bank is above the nations. The World Health Organization is above the organization. You know, if there's another pandemic, America and a lot of other countries have to do what the World Health Organization tell us next time. Yeah.
Tell me you're kidding.
I'm not. There was a contract that a lot of these countries signed off on. Whatever recommendations the World Health Organization gives us in a time of a pandemic, we and multiple other countries now have to do.
Oh.
That's above Russia. That's above China. That's above Afghanistan. Brother, it's above Syria. It's above Africa. They're supernational, above the nation.
And then there's the talk that another pandemic about to happen.
Oh, man, listen. I'm counting the days.
And
I know it's coming.
Oh, so this is the end times. See, I got to tell you, my man, Andrew Tate said these are our last years of freedom.
Yes.
Last years of freedom. Now, whether you like the man or not, man, it's talking real stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because pretty soon, we're not going to have much freedom.
It's happening gradually.
Gradually, yep.
It's happening gradually.
Yep.
We have to be careful. But it is happening very gradually.
Yeah.
But it's starting to ramp up. The pandemic ramped it up.
Oh, the pandemic definitely ramped it up.
9/11 ramped it up. The Patriot Act.
Oh, 9/11. But not as much as the pandemic, though.
The Federal Reserve Bill in 1913 ramped it up. See, they know what times to pull this thing off, Rob. When you were 17, then you had to sign up for the draft. Come on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Well, actually, I did not.
No.
But I think, like, now it's not really as enforced, though, as it was back then.
I don't know. I'm not 17, so I really don't know, but yeah.
Well, when we was 17, I mean, I didn't get anything for the draft.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I got the Selective Service. They're like, if you don't sign this, you may not get a scholarship. I said, oh, shoot, what?
Nothing came to me, though.
No?
That's a crazy thing.
You could go to jail. You sure you ain't signed nothing?
Nothing
when came? You were 17 years old.
Nothing came
your
to
your mom
me.
Ain't give you something. And
nope.
You sure someone ain't give you a it paper is, and be like...
Bro, it's not as enforced as it was back in. Nah. I mean, I know what you're talking about because that's what happened to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't serve. And
well,
they
Muhammad Ali's situation was a little different. That was in time of war. And yep. He was over 17.
Yep. that was in time of war because they had the Vietnam War. He decided he wasn't going to fight that war.
Yes.
Not to get off subject.
No.
And they canceled his fight with, was it George Foreman at the time, I think?
Yeah, one of them guys.
I might be off time-wise.
Yeah, one of them.
Well, I think it was George Foreman.
Right.
But as we was going back. So, you know there are 8 times, right? I think I might got the number. Yeah, 8 times in the world, right?
There's 8 times.
Yeah. 8 times the world was close to a new world order.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to guess some of the 8s, but go ahead, explain. I would love to hear it.
Explain. Hold on. Wait. I was reading this.
As in a one world government.
As a one world. Yeah, 8 times. I would say like 8 attempts of a one world government. Where was that at?
I want to hear this.
I got it. Hold on. It was in here.
I got a feeling I know where you're going with this.
You know? Wait. There was...
Yeah, World of Controversy Podcast, episode 58. My name is Germ Die Griffin. We got Julian Robb on the track. It's always good. It's always fun to be in the studio. We back at Rec. We getting it done. And we talking New World Order conspiracies. Like always, you can check our work out on the gram. You can even text us live, WOC_podcast. YouTube, WOC_pod. You know, I was thinking about the New World Order and stuff. And again, I did more than just look at one podcast or one video. You know, I've been in a conspiracy game for years. It's funny because now that I look back at some of the things and some things like that they quote unquote push, you know, people in the conspiracy community or others have gone as far to say they. Who are the they? It's not really as secretive as some of you cats really think. It's really not. First thing first, you got to look at the organizations. Second thing second, you got to look at the families. And third thing third, you got to look at the societies. Too many people are looking at our planet as in, oh, this country is mad at this country. Oh, this country is mad at this country. No, it's not like that at all. We have to look at who's backing who, who's funding who, what corporations are part of what. If you don't know Blackwater, Vanguard, State Street, they own like, what, over half of the S&P 500. They got investments in all these different companies, okay? It's really crazy. it's actually kind of,
but I know one of the times
kind
of
wild.
It went back to like the ancient times with Caesar when he conquered the world.
I said the Roman Empire.
Yep, the Roman Empire.
Yeah,
definitely.
The Roman Empire is probably on the list. Yeah. The Roman Empire, the Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel.
That's ancient, obviously. But, on the east, I would say the Mongolians, but that was more on the east. Andrew the Great, Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great and what he was able to do. It's quite amazing, like, how close we've gotten to this one world government and such. Rob.
Yeah.
Hit me with a question.
Hit you with a question. All right. Well. Okay. So Germ, let's talk about this New World Order, right? Let's go into definition, right? For those who may not know. So we talk about New World Order, which means what? One world government, right? Now, some people may think, well, how are we going to get to a one world government, right? Is it possible? Brother, do you think it's possible?
It's more than possible. Like you said, it's almost been done multiple times.
Yes, it has. And I think we shifted into a point where they're about to really get into this one world government.
What we got to look at is like when people start talking about this Great Reset. There's been times in the past that they say there has been a reset.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go as far as to say Atlantis, the falling of Atlantis, or when Atlantis fell, pretty much that was a great reset. And also the burning of the library at Alexandria, that was a great reset. Anyway, the point is that our planet is so easily able to become part of one governing body. And one way we can look at it is look at some of the treaties and some of the
treaties and alliances and betrayals.
Yes,
all those. Yeah, that plays a key part.
That plays a big key part.
You about to hit into the part we about to hit on the second half.
Yes.
I'm saving it. I gotta summer that one.
Yes.
I gotta summer that one.
Oh, and by the way, I'm excited because this episode is sponsored.
Ooh.
So you might have to listen to something during the break. I don't know.
Well, Jaren, tell them who we're sponsored by.
Well, let's talk about that during the break real quick. Let's take a break.
Poppin' Box is an online shop that helps you express your style and share your style with the people you love. Poppin' Box Shop is a family-owned online company that has products for anyone at any age. We have flasks, coasters, cups, and so many more things that you can either gift to your favorite people or keep as a treat to yourself. Looking for something personal to you? You are always welcome to get an item personalized with your name, initials, or get something a certain color. You won't want to miss our holiday deals throughout the year if you are looking for a special way to celebrate. We ship our products nationally, but will also deliver if we are close enough. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Poppin' Box Shop. Need a gift that shows you love and care for a loved one? Make sure you go on www.poppinboxshop.com for endless personalized gifts. Use coupon code WOC_podcast10 to receive 10% off your next item. Remember to stay popping.
All right. We are back. We are black.
We're black.
We're black in the mix.
58 episodes.
We're a controversy podcast. The podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Yes, man. All forms of controversy. I'm so glad to be here. We're talking New World Order conspiracies. There's been so many of them. There's some people who say aliens are behind these people. There's some people talk about there's Nephilim rocking this thing. There's some people saying there's reptilians all in a cave somewhere plotting out what's going to happen in the future. Rob, what's popping off? On your thoughts, how do you see these elites? Like, are they all like a bunch of old white dudes in a room? Or like, do they know each other? White. How many, like, what? Who are the elites and how do they meet up to plan this stuff out? In your head.
Well, we all know they know each other.
Okay.
There's no way you're going to be in this elite group and not know other elites.
Right.
So, yes, I do think the majority of them are old white people.
Okay.
We definitely know the so-called, and I'm going to say so-called, Jews. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody call me anti-Semitic.
What about the Jews? Because that is about to be anti-Semitic. Clean that up.
Clean that up. Uh-oh, I got to clean it up. Dun, dun, dun. Well, come on. We know once you say one thing about who?
The redacted.
What happens? They try to what?
Redact you.
Come on, brother. Come on.
They try to reduce you. Say nothing.
I might have to bring Kanye West on this.
Dr. Griff. Professor Griff.
Professor Griff. We might get to get Professor Griff on here.
Oh, man.
Don't make me get the Dr. Umar Johnson on this.
Those who, you know, to be specific, those who practice the way of the Kabbalah.
Go ahead. The way of the Kabbalah.
The way of the Kabbalah.
Uh-huh.
All right. They might have something to do with this New World Order. Yes. They
might.
Now, I whether mean, or not we're going to say all the people.
A lot of funding from them, but we're going to.
Group of the Jewish heritage. I'm not going to put that out there, but those that practice the Kabbalah, which is a form of the Torah.
Man,
I'm gonna leave it right at that.
Well, I guess you did a good job cleaning it up.
I did. See, I cleaned it up.
He had to clean it up for me. I think I was about to bring the real controversy. I was bringing real controversy.
World of Controversy podcast episode 58. Wow, you know it's funny because me personally, this is me. I do think they know each other. I don't know. I don't want to say they're all a bunch of, you know, Caucasian, white, Jewish, old heads and stuff. Like I said in the beginning, it comes down to three factors to this conspiracy of the New World Order. First thing first, the family you're a part of. The bloodline you're a part of. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. If you're a part of the 13 richest families, right? That own just about everything. So it's the families they're a part of. It is about the corporations. And some people stop right at that. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person works for Exxon. It's more than that. So, like, look at the Dutch oil company. The Dutch oil company is now called Shell. Mm. Now, that was connected to what? The queen or the king of the Netherlands. So, we got to look into that. The king or queen of the Netherlands, that royal family own a oil gas company.
That we know as Shell, but there was a time they were right out about it. Like, this is a government-owned company. That sounds like communism to me. But it was capital in a world capitalist society. So it's a family you're a part of, the corporation you're a part of, Blackwater, Vanguard, different stuff like that. And then, like I said, the secret societies, that's a third factor. Are you a Mason? Are you a Freemason? Are you a part of a lodge of some sort?
Freemason, did you hit Illuminati?
And the Illuminati is a sect of the Freemason. Quasi-Freemason groups like the fraternities and sororities that I've speak against multiple times. And the fourth factor is which one of these supranational groups, which are out in the open, manipulating public policy, like World Health Organization,
World Bank,
World Monetary Fund, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group. There's more.
What about the United Nations?
United Nations.
NATO.
NATO.
Yeah, and we're about to get a new one.
Okay.
I know some people know, and I know a lot of people probably is, you know, what's the word?
What?
Not looking.
Right.
To what's going on with this brick.
Yeah, the brick.
Brick.
Brick, yep.
Which was started with Brazil, Russia, India, and China.
Yes.
And they added South Africa.
BRICS.
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 Letter for each country.
Right.
Brazil.
Right.
Russia. India. China. And South Africa. Right. Right. Five nations. They're coming together to come form a new currency to go against the US dollar. Which will mean it will be a world currency, right? Now, with that, our dollar, right, will go down in volume internationally. And with the U.S., we have no resources here. This is why we have Kamala over in Africa trying to get African resource.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let's go. Let's go. I'm about to go. I'm about to go. But they had announced that they have more countries they're going to be adding on January 1st, 2024.
Yes. Yeah.
With including Egypt.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia and U.S. had a good relation for a while now.
Yeah, yeah.
And as well as Saudi Arabia as one of the countries that owns the oils, with Russia owning 10% of oils that come into the United States. So, we know.
A big enough portion of our oil is coming from Saudi Arabia, right?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. So, if y'all thought gas prices was high during the Ukraine and Russian war, oh, just wait until they, until this. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be way worse. 10 times worse.
Right, right.
The United Arab Emirates is going to be a part of BRICS.
Yeah, I think that's another oil giant too, I think.
I think so too. It's going to be good.
I just want to know how many of these companies had countries, companies, see how I did. How many of these countries have their banks involved in the World Bank?
That's a good question.
How many of these countries are meeting up at the World Economic Forum, which is another supranational organization?
That's good.
I just want to know. And this is what I keep trying to say. It looks like from the outside, oh, these people about to beef with these people and stuff. I'm just want to know how many of these organizations or companies was a part of the Antarctica Treaty back in the, 1957, 59. How many of these countries are really playing nice with each other behind the scenes? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, I have more countries. Argentina is going to be a part of BRICS. Algeria,
yes.
Bolivia. Indonesia. I already said Egypt and Ethiopia. Cuba.
That's an interesting one.
We got Cuba that's going
to
be
a
part of it.
That's a very interesting one to be on that list. Cuba.
The Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay.
Cameroon. Gambia. And Kazakhstan.
Oh, Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Which some people say the Illuminati, that's the capital for.
Uh-oh.
I believe that they have said the Kazakhstan has some Masonic stuff going on over there. And that if you look at like the capital or like one of the bigger cities over there, some of the symbolism is like pointing towards it. So I'm trying to figure that out, why Kazakhstan wouldn't be or would be on that list. But we're going to look into that for sure. Hopefully, you know, this don't completely destroy our economy, but like the biggest point is that our economy is their economy, and
vice versa, all these wars might just be a money making machine for the elites.
Hey. I mean, war is business.
War is definitely business.
Countries are business.
United States. United States is a business. Yes. All of the Federal Reserve is a company, not for the public. The Federal Reserve is a company. We don't even know who's on the board of the Federal Reserve. Like I've said before. Okay? So, yeah. I think we definitely need a part two for this.
Oh, for sure.
I think we'll definitely need a part two. I got a lot more. And I'm going to talk a little bit about surveillance. Surveillance is going to be a key for this new world order. Heavy surveillance. Because it's more than just a one world government. It's also about controlling the everyday moves of people.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, control. Control. Yeah. Control what you can do.
Yes. National sovereignty cannot be what it was before. Mm. For them to have complete control, they're going to have to reorder. In fact, some have said they may have to reset it. Man, listen. Look. World of Controversy Podcast. My name is Germ Griffin. You can follow me at germ.griffin. Rob.
This is J Rob. You can follow me at jwizzle_. And
Poppin' Box Shop.
Poppin' Box Shop. Go get your stuff. Get your code. WOC_podcast10 to get your 10% off. So, thank you. That's it for us. See you next time. Follow us at WOC_podcast on Instagram, WOC_pod on YouTube, WOC_pod on Twitter, World of Controversy Podcast on Facebook, World of Controversy Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Anchor, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts. And that's it, folks. Good night.